symphonic presentation, which took place in the Robert Schumann Saal in Düsseldorf on the 13th of October. The two groups involved were the Jerry Mulligan Quartet and the Horace Silver Quintet, and it's the quintet that we're going to hear this evening. It's made up of Roy Brooks on drums, Gene Taylor bass, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, and Junior Cook on tenor. Pianist, of course, is Horace Silver, who introduces the numbers.
Thank you very kindly. We'd like to do a brand new original composition for you at this time. The title composition from our brand new record. This particular LP has very special meaning to us because it is dedicated to the Japanese people. And during the month of January, we toured Japan, and we had such a wonderful time over there that on our return, we were inspired to write several compositions and dedicate them to the people. So we have an album that's out right now called The Tokyo Blues, and we're very fond of it, inasmuch as it means so much to us because we love Japan so much. We'd like to play it for you right now. We hope you enjoy The Tokyo Blues. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very kindly. You're a very warm audience. We'd like to go from the Oriental approach to the blues to the American approach, somewhat traditional approach to the blues. We'd like to do for you from our album, which is called Doing the Thing, Filthy McNasty.
Thank you.
At this time, we'd like to feature all the fellas in the band. Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor saxophone, Roy Brooks on drums, and Gene Taylor, our bassist. We'd like to do a tune that we use as our theme song. We call it Cool Eyes. We hope you like it.
Going to swing because there's a wee bonny chap named Miles McDavis who's going to McGroove it up for you here. Some of you people now watching don't know who Miles Davis is. Some of you don't know who I am or who anybody is, so that's all right. Not important in itself. But I'll tell you, Miles Davis is considered by quite a few authorities to be just about the best trumpet player playing today. For you record fans, as we are accustomed to do here, I'll show you one of the covers, one of Miles' latest albums. This one is called The Musings of Miles. Find Miles on the trumpet, Red Garland at the piano, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, and Paul Chambers playing tenor. Or no, on the bass. Well, we'll straighten out the names in just a few moments. Fellas appear tonight through the courtesy of wait a minute here now, I'll get this all straight. Basin Street. B-A-S-I-N-S-T-R-E-E-T. Basin Street. And this is very modern music. Some of you folks who are Guy Lombardo fans will be very puzzled by the first number you hear. I will pause only to say that they are not, as your grandmother might tell you, just blowing a lot of notes. I'm serious about this. Every note has a precise musical meaning, and you could prove it with mathematics if need be. As this type of music goes, you will hear none better. Let's welcome, therefore, John Coltrane, incidentally, is playing the sax. Let's welcome the Miles Davis Quintet. Here they are.
Thank you.
chewing, but I have something in my mouth. Maybe if I just let it hang there, it'll be ridiculous.
Oh, excuse me. Were you here when I got this, Miles? If not, you must be rather puzzled. We just had Miss Scotland on, and she laid this on me. Huh? Miles, what's your hometown?
St. Louis. St. Louis.
Got a cold?
Oh, I'm in operation.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. I didn't know that. Well, then we won't put you through the trouble of a lengthy interview here. You'd probably rather save your breath and blow a little bit more, and the folks, I'm sure, would be very anxious to hear you. Miles, I have a little surprise for you right now. I was explaining to a lot of our viewers just the other night the great importance of the publication Downbeat to those who are interested in popular and jazz music. And once a year, the editors and readers of Downbeat try to put their heads together and take a poll as to just who is doing the best work in the various corners of the field of jazz. And it gives me great pleasure, as the saying goes, and indeed it does, to present this plaque right now to Miles Davis for winning first place in the trumpet division in the Downbeat Award for 1955. As I was saying earlier, and Miles, a lot of folks who probably like Guy Lombardo, as a great many of us do for that matter, might have been somewhat puzzled by what you just played. What was the name of it?
Max is Making Wax.
Max is Making Wax. That doesn't clear up a great deal, but at least now you know what you didn't know about. However, now is kind of a little exercise to see how closely you can follow the chord changes. What do you say we take something slow and old and familiar like It Never Entered My Mind, and you want to play it fairly straight for the first few bars just to tease them into thinking they know what's going to happen, and then be my guest. Here it is.
Thank you.